Minister's Log. COVID outbreak. March 22nd, 2020. We've been doing a podcast over the last few days. This is now the fifth of a five-part series where we've been trying to remind ourselves of the things that we want to be sure that we're remembering. We've used the word COVID as an acronym for each of the days. C for compassion, O for opportunity, V for vision, I for insight, and now in this final lesson, we're going to look at D, our daily walk. One of the most memorable hikes that I've ever been on actually happened accidentally. Now, this might seem like a strange assignment, but it's the kind of things that you do when you're studying for ministry. But I had a class where we were required to do a day of silence. So from 8 a.m. in the morning till 8 p.m. at night, we weren't allowed to talk to anyone. And so I decided that the best thing for me to do, because I didn't want to be rude as I encountered people, was to go on a hike. And I talked to some different friends, got a hike recommendation, got directions, and headed on my way. The problem is I couldn't find the trailhead. Eventually, after trying to search for it, I decided I would just randomly take the next trailhead that I found. I drove by one, and I began a hike. Along the way, I found waterfalls. I found rivers. I came upon a lake. And the beauty and the scenery, as those of us in Montana know, was just stunning. And a part of what made that hike so amazing was that I didn't know what was coming. That every step along the way seemed to bring a new discovery, a new piece of beauty. In general, I think we as Christians don't enter into each day without a sense, a plan, or a map. See, we fill our calendars months or weeks, certainly at least days in advance. We tend to have rhythms and routines and schedules for each day. We usually know what happens on Monday and what happens on Tuesday and what happens on Wednesday, and on we go through the week. We know what day we'll be paid. We know how much we're going to be paid. We know that when we go to the grocery store, we'll be able to find pasta and tuna and all the other essentials like toilet paper. Well, at least that's how life was until a week ago. Now everything seems brand new. A lack of this, a shortage of that, and a cancellation of that. A new policy update. I mean, every day seems to bring its new wave of new ideas, events, surprises. See, I think we're finding ourselves right now on a trail that we don't know anything about. But here's a word of encouragement. God has always been the God of the daily walk. Sometimes we have so many questions, and God's answer is just simply, follow me. In fact, that was one of the first things Jesus did in his ministry, is he asked people to follow him. And isn't it amazing that they left their nets and they followed him, or they left their tax collector booths? And we don't have recorded all these questions. Well, what are we going to do, and where are we going to go, and how long is it going to take? They simply followed Jesus along the way, allowing each day to bring its own newness, allowing each day to bring its own encounters, believing that following Jesus would not disappoint them, regardless of where that journey went. See, God has been equipping us for daily walks. Psalm 118, verse 24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." So from our history that we've inherited from Israel, we encounter every new day with a recognition that this day belongs to God. And because of that, we encounter that day, we begin it with a sense of joy and gladness. Do you remember that when Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6:11, he said, "Give us this day our daily bread"? Now, maybe we haven't quite taken that to heart because we can open the freezer and the fridge and it's full and the pantry is full. But God has been calling us to a daily walk. Jesus said in Matthew 6:34, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." See, Jesus knows that the experience of today can be robbed by spending too much focus on tomorrow, on what is to come, and neglecting the daily walk, the gift that God's giving us in this moment and in this day. See, there's a lot of things that we don't know right now. We don't have a script that says, in 3 weeks, this is all going to be over, and we're going to just laugh about it. We don't know. We don't have any guarantee that in just a few weeks, we're going to be sipping our little mini grape juice cups again, gathering once again as the body here at the Billings Church of Christ. There's a lot of uncertainty about the future. But in the midst of all the things that we don't know, there certainly are things we do know. We know that God is good. We know that God is in control. And we know that life following Jesus will not disappoint. I think it's kind of ironic that for the last few years, as a part of my morning prayer, I've been uttering the words, "Fill us with anticipation for the good you have in store for us." I think in a lot of ways, God was preparing me in advance for this. I tend to like to know what the future has in store. I tend to like schedules and rhythms and routines. But yet, as I've been praying, one of the things I've been realizing is that each day has good in store. If we're willing to walk by faith, journeying along the way that God reveals it to us. So, what can we do to help us practice this daily walk of faith? There's a Christian writer who said, "Learn to live into the questions. Be patient towards all that is unsolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer." I like this encouragement and this notion that we just live into the questions. We don't have all the answers. Sometimes we don't even have any answers. And yet we just continue to walk forward. We move forward, knowing that when God's ready, He gives us the answers to the uncertainty. So in this day, find the beauty. In this day, embrace the gift God's giving. Live the questions today. And the second thing is from the words of Jesus in Matthew 6:33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Let's prioritize what we need to be seeking for today. Keep our priorities straight. Keep our values right. And realize that in the midst of all of the chaos and the turmoil, that when we seek God first, God gives us what we need. And so this is the conclusion of our COVID podcast series. We need to be remembering to show compassion, especially to those who are leading us. We need to be looking for opportunities, because all around us, if we look, there are hidden opportunities for God's glory and for our flourishing. We need to develop a vision, a kingdom vision. What are the ways that God can be using our body of faith? We need insight. We need to embrace a both-and approach to faith, where we use our wisdom and we also walk by faith. And we need a daily walk. We need to learn to live with all the questions, walking alongside our Master.